Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem amma ba'd. Last we discussed some of the names of this glorious surah, Surah Yasin. We'll discuss one or two names and then continue on to some of the virtues of the surah. In one narration it comes when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned the surah in the Torah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it mun'imah, that is a thing that gives abundance of gifts or good, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to the surah as a surah that gives abundant good, abundant gifts, bestowals upon people, because it is such a surah that protects a person in this world, and through it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills the needs of a person, and likewise the life of the qabr, and likewise the akhirah, to this extent that some of the ulama have written that a person that reads the surah abundantly, understanding and abiding by whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes also the grief of standing in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah. Then in one narration we find that the surah is also known as rafi'ah, khafidah. Rafi'ah, something that elevates, and khafidah, something that brings down, degrades, disgraces. And it is through the barakah of the surah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elevates the believers, the position and the status of the believer. And again, it is that believer that abides by the ahkam and the laws that Allah has revealed, the aspects that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses. One internalizes it, then he is elevated in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and whoever denies the realities that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed in the surah, then that person is degraded. Whoever does not believe in the surah or the Quran or Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself, then that person is degraded and humiliated in this material world and in the hereafter, and hence that is also amongst some of the names of this glorious and beautiful surah. When we come to the fadila and to the virtue of the surah, many of it is known. Hazrat Atha' ibn Abi Rabah rahmatullah alayhi has stated that the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has reached me, that whoever recites the surah in the early parts of the day in the morning, then his needs and necessities are fulfilled. Now on the one hand we find that, and on the other hand we will find Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saying to the people that put the surah or place the surah before your needs. Whatever the needs be, then recite the surah and beseech Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now when we look at all these kinds of virtues that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed in the surah, then we also look at it in the light of one hadith of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A common error and a common mistake we make. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that whoever recites the surah for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in one narration we find for the sake of akhirat, then that person's previous minor sins are forgiven by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now there's two key aspects of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One is for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the other is the sake of akhirat. Many of us, unfortunately, when we read the surah, then there is some material gain that we look at. For example, we look at the barakat of this world. Now we need to change that, and we need to look at it, and we need to recite it for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We need to recite it keeping akhirat in mind, that we don't want to squander all our virtues and reap the benefits of it in this material world, because then there is nothing left for us in the akhirat. So our intention and primary objective should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rewards us in the hereafter. Then we find in one hadith Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that that person that recites the surah, the reward of it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rewards that person more the reward of having recited the Qur'an-i-Kareem 10 times. In other words, 10 khatams of the Qur'an-i-Kareem, That is the reward of Surah Yasin in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In one hadith, 1,000 years before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created the skies and the earth, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala recited Surah Yasin and Surah Taha to the Malaika, to the angels. And when they heard this, then they said, blessed is that ummah, blessed is that nation to whom this Quran is revealed, and also in whose hearts this Quran is contained. In other words, they memorize it, and blessed are the tongues that recite it. So obviously, that the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen these surahs, Surah Yasin and Surah Taha, becomes abundantly clear that in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, the surah holds a very, very great and noble place, and hence it needs to hold that great and noble place in the heart of every believer. Then we find in one narration, it has been stated that that person that reads Surah Yasin and the surah that follows after the surah, Surah Was-Saffat, on a Friday morning, and the person makes dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, then that dua is accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So such are the virtues of the surah, such are the virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for the person that recites the surah, and hence just these few virtues, we find that there is abundant reason why we should make it a habit that in the early parts of the morning, like maybe after Fajr Salat, try and recite the surah. For those of us that do not know it by heart, we should try and make an attempt to memorize the surah, or at least familiarize the words of the surah. Even if we look inside and we begin to recite it on a daily basis, the words will become familiar to us, and inshallah in this way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will create steadfastness in our hearts and the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever recites the surah at night and that person leaves the world, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant that person maut on shahadat. So we can just understand from these kind of ahadith the importance of the recitation of the surah, and hence we will go through the meaning of the surah once again, just for us to reinforce whatever we had done in the month of Ramadan, and so that we do not forget the important subject matter of the surah. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.